Rock Live. We're launching an hour number two of the program. It's the live Saturday edition. You can take control of the airwaves by dialing the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mom.
And Mark.
Mom.
Mom's here, too. 1-800-259-9231. You can bring
Somebody
up anything.
Caught my throat there. What do you want?
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free. Those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you for accessing their sites. So don't go there. Go to our website, freetalklive.com. And SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful. They record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy, so your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com. That's SACL CAI. We continue with your phone calls about what you want, and we'll start with Kevin in New Hampshire, listening to WNTK-FM. Hello, Kevin. Kevin, you are on
Hello.
The air. Hey.
You're yeah, air, I wanted Kevin? To comment on Afghanistan.
Okay.
I agree with you guys that we shouldn't be in Iraq. It was never our war to get involved in. But as far as Afghanistan goes, I mean, they were harboring Al-Qaeda. The Taliban has a history of just totally keeping their women oppressed. I mean, how can you not go in someplace like that?
I'll tell you, I'm with you that I think that Afghanistan is certainly a better war than Iraq is. However, we told the Taliban, go get bin Laden and turn him over to us, or we're going to come in and get him. They said to us, can you show us some proof? We want to see hard evidence that bin Laden was involved in this 9/11 situation. And we said, we don't have any. We want him anyway. Turn him over. Now, does that sound to you like a fair reason to go in and, you know, take down a government?
We had bin Laden's recorded admission. He recorded and sent out to the world.
Why didn't we give that to the Taliban? Why didn't we give that to the Taliban if we had it at the time?
They had probably seen it. It was put over the airwaves.
I don't know when the bin Laden, as a matter of fact, didn't claim that he was involved with the 9/11 terrorism until 2 years after he had released those recordings that you're talking about. Now that I'm getting a chance to think about
okay.
it, we didn't
okay.
have any proof at the time that bin Laden did it. So I kind of see where the Taliban was coming from there. Look, we need some proof before we go and get this guy, and they're going to use their military to get him. You can believe that. People are going to die in getting bin Laden for the Taliban. So, I mean, it seems reasonable to me that they would have requested some kind of proof.
I can agree with that, but the proof that we did have was we had the names of the gentlemen. We had intelligence that has since come out in the 9/11 Commission report and all that.
Mm-hmm.
We had the evidence. I don't know that we did not give it to the government of Afghanistan.
I would like to think that we did, but somehow, you know, just from the way that I've seen wars perpetrated by the United States in the past, it's just kind of we're like, hey, come on, let's go, you know, rootin' tootin' cowboys as opposed to going in with diplomacy at first.
All right.
There's no proof one way or the other on that.
I'm sorry. I've been holding back here. I can't stand all this collectivist speak going on, and I don't appreciate the terminology we that both of you have been using here. I think when you say we, you must mean the United States. It's federal government, because I have no interest whatsoever in being included in your we. I was not involved in any of these things that you were talking about, and I do not wish to be involved. I would point out that the U.S. federal government, that organization of which you speak, was involved in the Middle East for a number of decades. They were, you know, playing political games, the CIA dropping bombs on people's
homes.
You could make that point, too. You could suggest that the federal government did create Osama bin Laden, and I think you would be absolutely correct.
They supported the Mujahideen.
Yep, against the Russians, you mean?
Right. Osama bin Laden has gotten checks from the United States.
So did old Saddam Hussein as well. Let's point that out, too. So, again, it's the U.S. federal government's involvement, period, in foreign affairs that led to the 9/11 attacks. Now, I'm not justifying what the so-called terrorists did on 9/11, but I am pointing out that there are reasons for those actions. That, you know, history did not start on 9/11/01.
And we went in basically to get Osama bin Laden and depose these Taliban folks. But we haven't gotten him yet. I mean, this it just goes to show we pulled off Delta Force from going into Tora Bora. The superiors, their military superiors pulled off Delta Force from going into Tora Bora. They wouldn't allow our boys, Delta Force, these guys are, you know, snake eaters. They wouldn't allow them to go in and get him. Instead, they wanted to mount this giant campaign. Took, 2 weeks later, by that time, he's across the border in Pakistan.
Well, that goes back to what Jenny was talking about, how
interrupt for 1 second.
Yes, gentlemen.
I might lose my signal here in a moment, but I do want to say I enjoy your show. I enjoy the give and take you give with the public. Thank you, Kevin.
We're glad you're out there, and I thank you for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. You know, that goes back to what you're talking about, Mark, about how the government people wanted this big old mission. Well, it goes back to what Jenny was saying last hour about how wars in this country are nothing more than for the benefit of certain politically connected elites.
Here's what I would like to see. I would like to see George Bush send a letter to Osama bin Laden saying, Osama bin Laden, I'm challenging you to a knife fight. A knife fight right there in the Tampa Bay Buccaneers Raymond James Stadium. It's going to be America and the Middle East looking on. And I'll fight you to the death right there. I mean, that's what I'd like to see. I'd like to see the politicians. Look, if you're willing for other people's children to die for your war, you go ahead and do it.
Your money on?
What's that?
Between Bush and Bin Laden.
Bin Laden's got reach.
But he's also kind of gaunt and not well-nourished.
That doesn't necessarily mean anything. I mean, a lean horse, long races.
True, and he's probably got training, whereas George Bush definitely doesn't have that. He skipped out on the military, didn't he?
I'd like to see George Bush win. I'd like to see George Bush stick a knife right through his throat. But I don't know. Osama bin Laden's been living in a cave for the last 6-8 years. He's probably pretty rugged. I don't know.
Tough call.
Yeah, I'd like to see George Bush win.
I wouldn't really care who won. I think it'd be a lot better either one of them dying or both dying as long as the other people in the world can stay alive. I think that'd be great. So 800.
The bad part about George Bush, if he did die, is that we get Dick Cheney for president.
1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. I want to bring up a point that expands on what Jenny was talking about last hour, and that is the reason why, or the mechanism with which these politically connected companies are making so much money off of these wars. And the mechanism, of course, is the Federal Reserve. Because if it weren't for the Federal Reserve, then the government people would actually have to tax Americans directly to extract money from Americans personally in order to fund these overseas shenanigans. Which means that Americans that didn't want to pay for those shenanigans would, hopefully many of them would refuse to pay, and that would mean that they'd be really short on funds, and they wouldn't really be able to go and do all of the military things that they're doing today. So it's because of the Federal Reserve and the printing press, their ability to just simply turn the crank and crank out more money into the system, inflating the money supply, and then they take all that money that they crank out, and they go and they buy bombs and guns and armored personnel carriers and stuff like that. They buy all this military equipment. That money gets filtered into the economy through those military industrial complex contractors, and that money then filters down through and it dilutes the money supply, essentially forcing all Americans who are using Federal Reserve notes, which is probably 99.9% of them, to be funding these wars that they might otherwise not want to fund. So even though I'm not paying federal taxes directly, they're still taking my money from me because I'm still using their Federal Reserve notes. So the Federal Reserve is the financial engine that allows the massive theft to be happening from all the American people to do things like bail out a bunch of banks to the tune of $700 billion and to spend trillions of dollars on warmongering around the world.
Right. And, you know, the fact is the people like us who have been preaching out against the Federal Reserve have been warning the public for years, for decades, about what happened in the last few weeks as far as Wall Street and the banks and that kind of thing.
Thomas Jefferson warned us back in
absolutely did.
The day.
Andrew Jackson said the same thing. The American people are uneducated. I'm sorry. Of course they are.
The government gave them their education.
They continue to vote for these slobs like we have, these two guys that are running now. And you've got the choice between, two crap sandwiches.
Well, you do have another choice, and that is non-cooperation, disobedience, but very few will make those choices. More on the way. You can take control. Bring up what you want. The SACL CAI toll-free line is 1-800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Market and plans vary by state. Not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
You invest. You buy insurance. You wear your seatbelt. You do things to ensure your family's future and protection. But why? Just in case? With the current state of affairs, ask yourself, am I ready? Preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has a huge selection of vital products, emergency survival kits, gas masks, MREs, communication devices, products for pet care, your car, home, office, and school. Protect against all natural disasters and terror attacks that can happen at any time. If you are not prepared, the last place you want to be is standing in FEMA lines. Invest in your future now. Visit SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. Or call 877-231-1925. 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. Prepare for tomorrow now.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you a business owner who needs to build a new facility on a tight budget? Well, I'll let you in on a little secret. A secret conventional construction companies don't want you to know. You can save yourself an unbelievable amount of time and money with a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. Not only that, you can find out how for free. For your valuable free information, just call 1-800-913-5949. Learn how an Anthem Steel building not only saves you time and money, it's also fully customizable. Choose the size you want. Even choose the look of brick, stacked stone, or rock. And you won't believe how much you can save over conventional construction. This is information traditional construction companies would like to keep secret. But if you need to build a new facility, you need to know how much you can save with a sturdy, pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. To see this valuable free information for yourself, call now. 1-800-913-5949. That's 1-800-913-5949. 1-800-913-5949.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition. The toll-free number for you is 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they're completely free. So enjoy those on us. And those features also include the updates. You get signed up. We keep you in the loop. Whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live, just go to updates.freetalklive.com. Get on the list for free. That is updates.freetalklive.com. Now, did you know that over 35% of IT admins admit to snooping through their boss's email? Shouldn't your business email be secure? PrivacyHarbor.com is an email alternative that's private and confidential, guaranteed. PrivacyHarbor.com, because normal email is not secure. We continue with your phone calls about what you want. Let's talk to Bill in Montana, listening to KGEZ. Hello, Bill. Hey, Bill.
Yeah.
In Montana. You're on the air.
Yeah, I was just going to point out to you guys that Bin Laden's not even wanted by the FBI for 9/11.
Yeah, didn't they take him off? Didn't George Bush basically just call off the hunt a couple of years ago?
Well, no, they never admitted to calling off the hunt. They still, you know, said they wanted to get him, but, it was just less of a priority.
Okay, well, that was it. They deprioritized him. Gotcha.
But the FBI admits that they have no evidence that he was involved in 9/11.
They don't have a video?
They have a video?
That video was very suspect, but, they've got videos. They've got lots of videos. They have videos of the Abu Ghraib torture. I mean,
That's a good point.
Whatever video you want to see, they got them.
Well, they won't let you see most of them, but, yeah, they do have a lot of videos. That much is for sure. Anything else on your mind, Bill?
I was just thinking about, Oklahoma City, 1995, all the video that the FBI went around and collected of the event. And then you've got people on the ground in Oklahoma City saying that, hey, the ATF was around the corner half an hour before it happened, getting dressed up in mop gear.
There's some really interesting questions to be asked about that particular situation. And it is kind of funny that the FBI won't let anybody watch the videos. Things that make you go, thanks for the call, Bill. 800-259-9231. We continue and talk to Johnny, listening to WFLA in Florida. Hello, Johnny. Johnny?
Yeah, hello?
You're on the air. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hey, guys. Listen, first of all, I just want to say that being that I'm not one of the sheeple and I'm one of the people that are informed, I went down and voted today, and it wasn't for Barack or for McCain. I actually threw my vote to Charles Baldwin. When I come walking out, someone actually asked me who I voted for, and I said I voted for change. Oh, Obama. I said no. I went with a third-party candidate, and, they just really didn't understand that. And I'm tired myself of the same old, same old. And as I've looked into a lot of things, I've become quite an activist, actually. I stood out on a corner one day holding up two signs. It said, not one more dollar or one more American life for Israel. And I got called everything from an anti-Semite to a hater to everything else. And I'm not an anti-Semitic. I'm just tired of these foreign wars in the Middle East. And we have no responsibilities there. Prior to World War II, we protected our own country. We didn't police the world and get involved in that kind of stuff.
Well, there's World War One,
World War One. There's the Philippines. That's just not an accurate interpretation of history. I'm sorry. We've been doing it for essentially since the late 1800s.
I'm glad you feel good about going out and voting for a third party. At least you don't really have blood on your hands. However, I will say that Mr. Baldwin of the Constitution Party is anything. He is certainly better than McCain and Obama.
He's a much better choice.
No doubt about
that.
There's
not much on the ballot. And it sends a message to people that, since Ron Paul endorsed him, it sends a message that you're with Ron Paul on this.
Yeah, but he's still not somebody that clearly he does not understand liberty. He does not understand allowing one's neighbors to make their own choices for their own lives. He's a moralist. He wants to shove his morals down other people's throats by the threat of violence. And so I personally could not bring myself to vote for such a man. However, I completely understand your reasons for doing so. I mean, it certainly probably felt better than pulling the lever for one of the main two candidates.
Well, see, I sat in there, and to be honest with you, I kept looking at the ballot, and my choice was Baldwin, but as I kept looking at it, that whole mantra of lesser of two evils kept going through my head, and I
really
actually looked at it for, yeah, I actually
looked at it. So, like, your thoughts have been poisoned by the sort of the system and pop culture and all that, and your programming or your indoctrination?
Exactly, but I went against that, but I do want to tell you guys that I know what I said about World War II. I know I was mistaken on that, but the thing is that it just seems to me, when I look at all the world wars, whether or Vietnam or whatever, it just seems like these incidents that pulls us into some conflict is orchestrated. I know that sounds like a
many of them are. You're talking about, yeah, absolutely. The false flag operation, certainly you can go back and look. World War II, one could make some interesting allegations about what Roosevelt was attempting to pull off back then. And
Gulf of Tonkin's probably the
Tonkin one is really obvious, which allegedly started the Vietnam War. It was completely fabricated.
At that time, it was French Indochina.
Yeah. There's a lot of fabrication involved, and of course, the reason to get into these wars just gives these government getting into these wars gives these government people excuses to destroy liberty. I mean, war is the health of the state. It gives governments the excuse to crack down on freedom, and at the same time, it gives them the excuse to reward their friends in industry, the military-industrial complex, with trillions of dollars in contracts. And
in a lot of ways, it comes back. It comes back down to voting that we've been talking about here, and the system that the founding fathers put together as far as voting stinks. It's a zero-sum game. Currently in the United States, something like only 56 people are going to decide which electors to send to vote for the president. That's all.
Right.
Because either your candidate only has to win by one in order to be the winner. So that means 51 states, and then there's Nebraska and Maine have some weird ways and they split up their electors. So your vote doesn't count, everybody. If your candidate comes within one vote of winning, ask the Gore people. Their votes didn't count.
Well, you know, as far as I'm concerned, the whole federal government should be absolutely done away with. Secession needs to happen sooner rather than later because, it's just an awful – it was an awful idea to begin with to centralize power, and it needs to be reversed. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it, Johnny. Thanks. Good hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Gene, the Christian anarchist on the AMP line. Gene, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, I wanted to validate what Larkin Rose said, first of all. I've said for a long time that, and by the way, I want to start a campaign. Write in Gene the Christian Anarchist for president. I want to be president.
I might just do that, Gene.
Yeah, I want to validate what Larkin Rose said, because I've said all along that it's the cult members in the cult of government that do all the murdering. If you look throughout history, it's always been at the hands of some cult called government. And it's not the cult itself that does the killing. You know, we can't blame the cult. It's the believers in the cult. They feel empowered in order to do this murder in the name of their God, government. So you can't blame the government or the cult. You have to blame the people. They're the ones that actually do it. They're the ones that commit the actions.
You know, and when you look at the, I can't remember the name of it. What were the experiments that they had out there? It wasn't the Stanford Prison Experiment.
That's one experiment.
On authority. Essentially, you'll find that people...
Milgram?
Yeah, the Milgram experiments. You'll find that people will do just about anything, and to the point of actually killing another human being, if given the order by somebody in authority that will take the responsibility for it.
More on the way here. You can take control, 800-259-9231. We'll check back with Gene and take your calls about anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Break the law and you're caught on film.
Practically impossible for police to spot plates that have been treated with a reflective spray.
The reflection blinded our camera.
We are under the microscope. Red light cameras and speed cameras are in place to make money, not for your safety. But you don't have to be defenseless against these unconstitutional devices. Have a fighting chance with SprayYourPlate.com's photo blocker. When properly applied, this revolutionary product has proven itself to be the most effective device available against traffic cameras. Invisible to the naked eye, your license plate, when flashed, will be overexposed and unreadable to the cameras. Save your money. Go to SprayYourPlate.com. That's SprayYourPlate.com. And check out the newscast showing the photoblocker in action, proving that the Spray Your Plate's photoblocker works against traffic cameras. Go to SprayYourPlate.com or call 1-800-276-9601. That's 1-800-276-9601. Don't give your money to the state. Spray Your Plate. And when the cameras flash, you'll save some cash.
I had the opportunity to speak to my 90-year-old grandmother at some length here recently, and she was talking about the Great Depression, and we were talking about the gas prices, the food prices, this economic uncertainty we're in, these, you know, really kind of perilous times. No one knows where we're headed or where we might end up. And she was reminded of the Great Depression and how in those days, folks who lived in the country did okay because they had chicken and eggs and they could grow gardens and can their food, but how difficult it was for people who lived in urban areas or in the cities because they didn't have the landscape for gardening or the know-how, and they didn't have the chickens and the livestock. So it was a lot lot different for them. Well, we know one thing certain right now. We're headed into much higher prices on food, and there is a global food shortage. Now, what can you do to prepare? Do what I did. Sell some toys off in the garage. Go to the J. Michael Stevens eFoodsDirect.com company. Get some food and put it away and be safe. Put a little security in your life. You deserve security. Go to eFoodsDirect.com, eFoodsDirect.com, 1-800-409-5633. Put some food away. Do it now. 1-800-409-5633.
Gee, honey, those new shoes look great on you.
And look, they show off my new toenails, too.
New toenails? What happened to the old ones?
Well, they're not really new, just clear and healthy looking. Remember how embarrassed I was? They were so discolored, really awful looking.
Well, they sure look clear now. I wish I could wear sandals again. My toenails are a disaster. Look, this one looks white and that one's thick and yellow.
Here's my secret. Nonex Nail Gel. It clears out yellowing keratin debris, the cause of nail discoloration.
So that's it. I've got ugly keratin debris buildup under my nails.
And Nonex Nail Gel gets rid of it. You'll need to use it daily, but clear nails are worth it.
You bet. When we go to the beach next summer, my toenails are going to look just as good as yours do.
Thanks to Nonex Nail Gel.
Nonex Nail Gel for clear, healthy-looking nails. Now at Walgreens, Rite Aid, CVS, Long's, Meijer, Target, and other fine pharmacies and mass retailers. In the foot care section.
Do you have doubts about the stability of the dollar or your own financial future? Is a dismal growth rate or rampant inflation affecting the bottom line of your retirement savings account? Do you worry about uncontrollable economic events which could suddenly wipe out some or all of your hard-earned savings? You can turn adversity into opportunity. Individual retirement accounts and most 401ks, 403bs, SEPs, and other retirement plans can be rolled over into self-directed accounts using gold and silver. There are definitely some do's and don'ts with this rollover process, and that's where Midas Resources comes in. Call us at 1-866-323-5665 and we can help you with this process. History has shown that metals will maintain your buying power even if other financial assets are failing. It's not a question of if you'll need precious metals in your portfolio, it's a question of when. So whether you're planning for an economic rainy day or a Category 5 hurricane, the solution is the same. Call us today at 1-866-323-5665. 1-866-323-5665.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can bring up whatever you want. It's the live Saturday edition. The toll-free number for you is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they're free, so enjoy those on us. They include, by the way, live streams, broadband version of the show, dial-up version, webcam, all over there. Listen.freetalklive.com and all free. That's listen.freetalklive.com. And listen to this. The Liberty Forum is coming up in March, early March of 2009. Head over to freestateproject.org/libertyforum to learn more about it. If you've listened to this show before, you know we talk fairly often about the Free State Project. And if you don't know what it is, if you love liberty, you owe it to yourself to find out. Head over to freestateproject.org, learn more about the Free State Project. It's a movement of thousands of liberty-loving activists all moving to New Hampshire in order to achieve more liberty in our lifetime, and it's a brilliant plan. It's already in action. Hundreds of people have already moved. We need more to come sooner rather than later. Even if you can come later, we'd still like to have you. And coming up to the Liberty Forum next year in early March is a great opportunity to have an excuse to come up and see New Hampshire also and get to meet many of these activists that are already here in the state, as well as meet some of the other people that are considering moving or some of the people that have also committed to move but just haven't been able to move yet. And at the same time, meet all kinds of liberty-oriented luminaries like John Taylor Gatto, Will Buchanan from the Walk for Liberty, David Berglund, former Libertarian Party presidential candidate, Mark Stevens from the Adventures in Legal Land, and one of the keynote speakers that have been announced is Richard Heller. You may remember that name from the Heller versus D.C. gun ban case earlier this year. Richard Heller is a Free State Project member. So what does Richard Heller know that you don't? Well, maybe you should go to freestateproject.org and find out more about the idea, because, Mark, it's the reason why you and I moved here to New Hampshire. I mean, New Hampshire's a beautiful, wonderful place, but the fact that it's being, you know, there are all kinds of liberty-loving people from all around the world, all around the country coming here means it's even better than just a beautiful, amazing place to live. And so come meet some of these amazing people. Go to freestateproject.org/libertyforum. Come out, socialize, network, have a good time, and use this discount code to get 10% off. 2009FTL. That's 2009FTL to get 10% off the 2009 Liberty Forum. 1-800-259-9231 is our number. We continue. Gene, the Christian Anarchist, with a few more thoughts for us on the AMP line. Hello, Gene.
Yeah, I just wanted to go help you out with your vote dilemma from yesterday. You were talking about you didn't know how you could participate in the vote because the whole thing is a scam, and it is all a scam.
Yeah, it's just getting so much more frustrating to me.
It's, again, important to realize that what it is you're participating in a cult. Now, I don't think that it's so terrible to participate in this cult called government, as long as you acknowledge and realize that what it is a cult. It's a belief in a fiction that does not exist. So,
well, I don't believe in the fiction. I don't believe in it, but I do understand that there are real ballots and real pens that you can go and check boxes on, and to some extent it can make a difference, like in a local race or something like that, and there is a free stater that's running, and I want to help the guy out, you know?
And I don't believe in the cult either, because I've got my eyes open. I realize that it's just a fiction. But other people do believe in it. And at any rate, they use this this process of theirs called the vote in order to elect these people that are going to feel as though they're empowered to exercise power over my life. So in that regard, I feel justified in participating in that cult behavior if it helps to bring somebody into office in their cult, basically a high priest, in other words. I'm helping them select the high priest that's going to do the least amount of damage to my life. And also, sometimes there'll be ballot initiatives, which are their cult laws, and, you know, their scriptures that they go by. So you may be able to influence their scriptures by helping to pass a ballot initiative that will be less forceful upon your restriction.
I figure as long as the cult members continue to insist on abusing me and my loved ones, then I should be going and participating with this in some sort of self-defensive manner. But at the same time, it just feels so bad, Gene. It feels so icky to me. Like it becomes more detestable over time.
Yeah, it's not so bad once you realize that it is a cult and that you're participating in cult behavior simply for self-defense. And you realize that all the people around you are these cult members, and you have to live alongside them. So you have to kind of participate in their little rituals from time to time.
I certainly don't have to do that, but I will, simply because there is somebody who is principled running, and I know that this individual will not initiate force upon me, and so I feel comfortable giving him my go-ahead or my endorsement in that way. And I also feel a little better about, you know, when you go, I don't know if it's this way where you live in Tennessee, Gene, but here in New Hampshire, when you go through their little voting process that they have, they have this line that you have to sign your name on. And last time I wrote "all rights reserved" above where I signed my name, and that makes me feel a little bit better, because then I make it. I think it's being made clear to them that I'm only participating to a very minimal extent in this particular voting process, and that I do not surrender any more rights by my signature there. I don't know.
Well,
if
whatever
it does
makes
anything,
you feel better, but
it does make me feel better. You're right.
Their authority over you is just as fictitious as their cult. So. It doesn't really matter what.
Well, the guns are real.
The bullets and the jail cells are real.
Yeah, those are real.
The bullets and the guns and the jail cells are real. That's why you have to avoid those cult members who have those guns.
Well, they are threatening me over a couch in the tenant's yard, and I'm not going to obey the cult members, so we'll see how it comes out. And, Gene, I thank you for the call, as always. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything. I love it when Gene likens the government people to a cult, because, you know, it really is quite an indoctrinated belief system. The government people run the schools. They get to teach all the little minds of America that government is good and government is great, and that we need government, because if it weren't for government, we'd all be savagely tearing at each other's throats. You know, whatever nonsense.
And then
whatever
social program, be it war or helping the hungry, whatever it is you want to do and use the government to do it, is okay, as long as you can get a majority of the people that go out and vote that day to get it and to do it. And that, unfortunately, has has resulted in all the things that have happened with this government thus far. Our government was supposed to be limited by the Constitution. I don't see those limits anymore.
No.
I mean,
did they even exist?
If the founding fathers said that you couldn't yell fire in a crowded theater, except for that kind of speech, why didn't they put it in there when they said the right to free speech?
Well, because they weren't the right to free speech only applies to public grounds.
Right.
It only
applies to the government. And there's, you know, the government doesn't have movie theaters. That's why, you know, the movie theater owner, in fact, can make rules and kick you out if you yell fire in there. And, you know, he has whatever, recourse that he has for private property. But, you know, it's just funny to listen to Americans, defend these so-called freedoms that we have and the restrictions that we have on them. You don't have the right to bear arms if you have to ask the government for a permit to do so.
Anytime you're asking, your
grants permission.
Correct.
Permission isn't given to someone who has a right.
Yeah, anytime you're asking for permission to do something, you are essentially begging. You're showing yourself as subservient to the government bureaucrats, and they would like you to be in that position. They would like you to believe that you are in that position. But if what they say is true about their own organizations, if, for instance, here in New Hampshire, there's the first article of the Constitution makes it quite clear that all governments of right originate from the consent of the people. So if what they say is true, then it's the people that created governments, and you should be above the governments unless you choose otherwise. So the problem is most people choose otherwise because they don't really believe they can possibly be above the governments. And yes, I understand they'll throw you in prison cells. They have cells and they have guns and they're willing to use violence. I understand all of that reality. But I think if we had more people who are willing to step out from the shadows, you know, we had a Jenny call earlier tonight talk about how she just, you know, she wants to live out her life, keep her head down and hope the government people don't go after her. Well, if more people like Jenny were to step out from the shadows, stand up and say, you know, I've had about enough of this crap. I'm going to live as a free man and a free man or woman, and to hell with you and whatever your consequences are, you government people. If we had more people doing that, they wouldn't have enough room in the jails for all of those folks. It wouldn't take that many people. 1 to 5%, I think, of the population. I think 1% of any area's given population would be overwhelming for them. I mean, around here, it'd only be about 250 people. We live in a relatively small place. 250 people, they wouldn't be able to handle all of those court cases and all of the problems that would result from them disobeying. More on the way. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
In a world of government oppression and tyranny, the struggle between freedom and fascism, comes a story about two people who are faced with the challenge to stand up and do the right thing for liberty.
Her face was every face I've ever known. Her face was my own face.
GCN brings you Uncivil Liberties, a movie the government does not want you to see. A political thriller ripped from today's headlines, domestic spying, wiretapping, government chipping, and more.
The enemy of my enemy is my ally.
For your copy of this hard-hitting film that will open your eyes, go to UncivilLiberties.com to receive your full-length feature on DVD for only $13.95.
People should look one another in the eye before they go killing for causes.
That's UncivilLiberties.com to view the movie trailer, read reviews, and purchase the DVD. UncivilLiberties.com. Because in this world, liberty is all that we have, and we must take it back. Support independent media. Purchase a copy today at UncivilLiberties.com.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
Drinkin' Mate proudly presents another mind-boggling episode of America's Toughest Quiz Show. That's Too Complicated. Let's see if we can figure out which contestant got the intellectual edge after an evening of partying by using Drinkin' Mate.
For 20 points in the win, Milt, Blur 5 and Blank kinate receptor subunits in hippocampal neurons co-assemble to form functional receptors.
A pony?
Oh, too bad. Yes, Chip. The logical companion of Glur 5, Glur 6. You've won the game!
Hey, life is like a game. And if you want to win, you've got to give it your best every day, which doesn't always happen after an evening of celebrating with friends and family. That's why there's Drinkin' Mate, a patented formula of guava leaf extract proven to reduce the effects of hangover. It restores balance to your body, keeping headaches and nausea at bay, and it really works. Tell them, Don.
Drinkin' Mate. I wouldn't be able to read this without it.
Available at quality retailers nationwide. Drinkin' Mate urges you to please drink responsibly.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition. You can bring up anything if you dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
Hey, Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free. And if you like the show and you'd like to help support Free Talk Live, we ask that you become a Free Talk Live amplifier. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com and learn all about it. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. The idea is to get $3 a month to us, so that's all it costs you. And we take that money in and reinvest it into the show, getting on more radio stations across the country, spreading the message of freedom and liberty around the world via the Internet. So if you like this program and you want to help more people tune it in, go to amp.freetalklive.com and get signed up. You get perks like access to the Amp-only call-in lines. You get special access to classic archives, the Amp-only chat room and forum. All the details are there at amp.freetalklive.com. We continue with your phone calls. And ladies first, we go to Kara, listening to KGOE in California. Hello, Kara.
Hi, it's Tara.
Tara, my apologies.
That's okay.
Go ahead.
Okay. Number one, I heard Ariana Umpour on the Bill Maher show, and she casually mentioned that Bin Laden is comfortably living in a villa in Pakistan.
Mm.
And it's obvious, because if you're living in a cave, you can't get that white thing that clean.
You think he has a turban? It's not a turban. Look, Sikhs wear turbans, you cretin.
What do I know, man? I went to government school.
That long dress, whatever it is.
I don't know what the gentleman's dress is.
The male burqa.
Yeah, I don't know.
And, okay, now this is, I'm old. Old enough to remember when we used coat hangers for abortions.
Oh, my goodness.
Dear God.
Yeah, and that was before abortions were made legal. Because, you see, you don't stop abortions by making it illegal.
You are absolutely right about that. Anything that you make illegal goes to the black market. We've seen it with abortion. We've seen it with drugs. We've seen it with guns. Whatever it is that is made illegal is immediately a black market product to be dealt with by criminals and those who are willing to take the risk of possibly being thrown in a cage. And usually they aren't the nicest of folks. Cara, any other thoughts for us tonight?
Yes. That's why I want people to vote for Obama.
Goodness.
I'm not saying he's fabulous, good, or even nice. But what I am saying is he's not going to appoint judges that will vote against legal abortion.
Yeah, Kara, I can understand where you're coming from on this issue. I would prefer Obama's stance on this issue over McCain's. However, I think one issue voting is kind of dangerous. I mean, now Obama's stance on guns I find reprehensible, and as far as I'm concerned,
he tries to get my gun.
Right. See, that's the thing is, you know, guns are the thing that managed to keep the government, you know, kept down. They're the final, it's the final right that people have is the right to arm themselves. And Obama would take that right away from you.
I can't vote. I mean, despite that, I can't vote for anybody that wants to initiate force against peaceful people. And both Obama and McCain, as well as all of the rest of the third party candidates, favor that. And I cannot possibly associate myself with such initiation of force. I thank you, Kara, for the call tonight. 800-259-9222.
I don't mind a certain amount of strategic voting. However, I think at this point that there's just no strategy left in the presidential as far as the presidential campaign goes. Is 6-1, half dozen of the other. These two guys, they stink.
Yep, they're just going to be the new head thug, whichever one it is. We go and talk to Dave, listening to WVTS in West Virginia. Hello, Dave.
How's it going tonight, guys?
What's on your mind, Dave?
Well, I'm sitting here listening, and I listen to you guys on a regular basis.
Excellent.
And there's just one thing that I keep running into every single time I listen to you. I agree 100% with just about everything you guys say.
And then,
but there's one barricade to the whole thing. The whole thing, guys.
Okay.
Okay. First of all, before I get into this, let me say if Gene the Christian Anarchist needs a running mate. I'm in West Virginia.
Excellent. Hey, whatever barricade you have, I've likely overcome that barricade on the way because that's all I was a ditto head, Rush Limbaugh listener in the very beginning. But go ahead.
Yeah, Rush. I listen to Rush. He's a blowhard. I listen to the rest of them. They're all, anyhow.
So what's the objection?
Blockade that I run into when I listen to you guys is that the fact of the matter is that the enemy is not the cult of government. The enemy is not the police state. The enemy is not the Republican Party, nor is it the Democrat Party, guys.
Who is it?
The enemy that we are facing right now is the average American voter and the fact that nobody seems to have personal responsibility anymore. This whole country was founded on the basis of personal responsibility. Government was put there to secure our rights.
Well, that's what they claim.
So that we can go out and pursue life, liberty, and happiness.
I entirely agree. I'm with you on that. The thing is that big government and essentially promotes irresponsibility because government's there to catch you. It's a safety net. And the reason that you've had the dissolution of the family, here in America over the last 40 or 50 years, government programs. And, you know, essentially, if you want people to have personal responsibility, well, small government or far less government is the way to go, or no government at all, if you're listening to my crazy.
Right.
Cohort.
Well, I mean, the responsibility, I absolutely am 100% in agreeance. People do need to know to understand what responsibility is all about and accept it for their lives. But as
until
long as the agencies of the state exist out there telling people that they can do things and not suffer the consequences, because as you say, Mark, the government will be there allegedly to catch them. And of course, we know that's not always the case. But as long as the government's out there indoctrinating people to not believe in personal responsibility, which is one of the tenets of the government indoctrination system, then, you know, we're going to keep having this problem. So I agree with you. That problem does need to be solved. And one of the best ways we can do it is by talking about personal responsibility, encouraging personal responsibility, embracing it for our own lives and setting the example, or as Gandhi might say, being the change that we wish to see in the world, and then moving ahead with, living as free as we possibly can in our own lives and hoping that other people see that and see the benefits of it. Because as long as they, can keep getting this government dole and keep thinking that there's something that's beneficial about being hooked on the government system and they can't see that freedom is actually more beneficial, we're going to have a tough time getting out of this rut. So I'm actually, I agree with you.
We're not going to get out of the rut. We're not going to get past. We're not going to get our message out. We're not going to get the pro-liberty message out. We're not going to get
any negative
of that out until that moment that we can get people away from the thinking that I don't want to do it. If I want health care, I'm going to go to the government. I want free health care from the government. We've got to get them away from that. We've got to get them to realize that it is up to them. It is not the government's place to provide them with health care. It is not the government's place to provide them with a safe work environment. It is up to them.
Absolutely. It's part of the reason why we do this radio program. I mean, beyond to allow anybody to call in about anything, that's the point of the show. But, I mean, obviously the pro-liberty positions that we take is to help encourage people with this, you know, help encourage people to understand this mindset and to embrace it for themselves. And from what we found over the years of doing this show, people will tune in to Free Talk Live, and they may be heavily indoctrinated to the point where they might even call themselves socialists, or, you know, they are, you know, as you used to be, Mark, a Rush ditto head. People could be completely indoctrinated into the ways of the state. And we've had people listen to this program and then a matter of weeks later call us up and say, oh my gosh, thank you so much for doing this show, because I never even considered these options before, but you got me to the point of asking the right questions, and I couldn't answer them with my old belief system, and it was the pro-liberty viewpoint that actually is logically consistent, it makes sense, it's morally appropriate, and it's the way to go. And we have converted a valid socialists on this program.
The ideas, correct.
Thank you. They've converted themselves. We presented the ideas in an hopefully relatively easy to
understand.
Because
they have personal responsibility in listening to truth and listening to logic. I know that many of the stances that we take are kind of classic on this show. People have never heard them before. Why? Well, because people are in a paradigm of, well, government should do this. No, government should do that. Government should do this. No, the government should do that. This Republican, Democrat, system that essentially grows the government every step of the way.
I thank you, Dave. Thank you for listening, and thank you for the call. You know, one of the reasons why that continues to persist, Mark, is because most people are educated in the government system. They are educated to believe that the government is great, and when they go out into the world and they get involved in media, whether it be television, radio, or print, or whatever, they take their pro-government beliefs, and they imbue their radio programs and that sort of thing with their pro-government beliefs. And, of course, most of the radio executives, and let's just picking our industry, for instance, while they might sympathize with the pro-liberty mindset, they may believe that it's just so the amount of people that believe that are so minor and so insignificant that they have to keep putting these Democrats and Republicans on the air to keep promoting the status quo, because that's really what all that they saw was being offered. That's what most of the talk show hosts are out there, so they try to find the most talented talk show hosts within that sort of subcategory. And it's very unlikely that many of those executives are going to put their money on the line and take a risk on a show like Free Talk Live. So because we've managed to sort of go outside the bounds of the system and become a real independent radio program, marketing ourselves independently, owning our own show, and just hammering at it, that we've managed to get this show on over 40 stations. So more on the way. Hour 3 is coming up. Free Talk Live.
Over 7,000 business books are published each year, and every one of them is hyped by its publisher and has some nugget of information for you. But you don't need to read them all. E-Chapter 1 has a team of literary journalists that scour through them to bring you executive summaries of the best business books. Go to echapter1.com and subscribe to Executive Summaries for Leaders. Use discount code FTL to get a free one-month subscription, and when you renew, you get a $30 discount off the retail price. That's E as in easy, chapter, O-N-E.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Drinking